Rules and Legislative Administration to order. Quorum is present. Representative Howells will move the minutes for Tuesday, March 23rd. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, I'll move the calendar for the day for Thursday, March 25th, 2010, setting time parameters for these tomorrow. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. We'll now set time parameters, members, for post calendar for Wednesday, March 24th. And if you bear with me, we'll put 20 minutes down for every one of them except the first bill on the calendar, 30 minutes. The second bill on the calendar, 1 hour, which is an elections bill. The sixth bill on the calendar, 45 minutes. 16 and 17, both 45 minutes. And 18, 21 and 22, 45 minutes. Anybody want to change that?
Mr. Chair.
What did you say on 21?
21? 45.
16 and 17, 45.
Correct.
I will speak for Representative Westrum if I could.
On 21?
21. 45 minutes is enough time to be at least 2 hours. Said his speech. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, we've all heard Representative Westrum's speech on elected versus appointed positions in county offices. Maybe he can give us a revised and condensed version on that.
Hopefully.
Yep. And I'm fully assuming most of that 45 minutes goes to Representative Westrum.
Exactly.
Yes. All righty. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, we will now take the Senate concurrent resolution on more than 3 days of adjournment for our Passover Easter holiday. I will move the resolution. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, now time parameters for Senate File 460. This is the GAMC proposal. Looking for some advice on this. A fairly big issue that has changed slightly since the last bill left us, so I'm thinking about an hour. More than an hour, Representative Seifert?
Mm-hmm. I know the Senate debate was bipartisanly long.
Right.
And there's a lot of people have a lot of things to say on it, it seems. Not that I have anything to say, but
sure.
I thought the Senate took at least 2 hours on it.
Okay. I do know we just caucused this, and I'm assuming you did as well. My side of the aisle, as per the agreement, will not be offering amendments, and I don't believe there'll be that many speakers, but I can defer to Representative Zellers if you know kind of what's going to be happening from your end.
Got one amendment, Chair.
One amendment. That's a little disconcerting, violating the agreement, but we can discuss that offline. That's not for the Rules Committee to discuss. So, how about an hour and a half? All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Don't hit the bails.
Good question.
Representative House.
With the Easter break.
Yes.
A couple questions. Would you be able to tell us what your intentions are for Friday and Monday? Can you tell us yet?
Yes. Friday, I do not believe there will be session. The committees can meet and will be meeting. Monday, we will be in session. We will start sometime in the morning, and we will go till maybe even a little earlier because we're going to be done by 2 p.m. No committees should be meeting after that as well. So I believe we'll be running till about 2.
For the rural guys, do you know how early so we can just kind of let Representative Zellers can kind of give people a heads up that they may need to come in Sunday night? Are you thinking 8 or 8:30, 9,
9:30? I think it'll depend on if we finish GAMC today because I know there's an issue with their amendments. We may have to lay that over until that gets worked out. So by the end of today, we'll be able to know. We'll communicate that with Representative Zellers and the entire both sides so that they get a heads up by the end of the day, too.
Okay.
All right, members, we're adjourned.